Kansas has become a reliably red state. When election years roll around, the results seem a foregone conclusion. But this year, it's different. The state's Republican governor, Sam Brownback, is running for re-election. But big tax cuts that he championed have left Kansas with a serious budget problem. For months now, polls have shown Brownback consistently running well behind his Democratic challenger. NPR's Don Gagne has our report.
This is not your typical incumbent in trouble story. Republican Sam Brownback is a conservative in a conservative state. In office, he's done exactly what he said he would. But many, many voters aren't happy, including a lot of Republicans. Take Hutchinson resident Mark Richardson, who has a long history of supporting Brownback as a U.S. senator and as a governor. This year, he's not so sure.
You voted for him last time.
I did.
Voted for him when he ran for Senate.
Yes.
Where are you on this election? What are you going to do?
Who am I going to vote for? I'm not going to say yet.
The Democrat in the race is Paul Davis, who is currently the minority leader in the Kansas House of Representatives. Davis is not well known statewide, but polls show him benefiting from widespread disapproval of Brownback. Some of the loudest complaints have come from moderate Republicans. Take this story from this summer.
KSN News at 5.
Under the current Republican governor, Kansas is going in the wrong direction.
Sounds like something a Democrat might say, but this is a group of Republicans, all leaders in the party and in government, stepping out to support the Democrat running for governor.
That's TV coverage of a press conference in Topeka where 104 Republicans, current and former Kansas officials, endorsed Democrat Paul Davis. Republican Carol Roop Linens, a former state school board member, was there. She opposes Brownback.
In his very first legislative session, he made the largest cut to our schools in state history and then had the nerve to call it a victory for our state.
Governor Brownback argues that he has increased total funding to schools, noting that it's 52% of the state budget. But his critics point out that per pupil spending is down significantly. There have been cuts to programs, larger class sizes, teachers working longer hours, and local school boards just trying to cope. And in the coming years, projections put state budget shortfalls in the hundreds of millions annually. Jeffrey Jarman is a political analyst at Wichita State University.
He definitely ran on a platform that would cut taxes in the state and aggressively cut taxes in the state. He got legislators on board with that, put other legislators in place to help support that policy. And now the economic issues the state faces are a result of that. And that's really what this election is deciding.
Brownback's position is simple. Kansas is doing quite well, thank you. And that his critics distort the facts. Notice the closing line of his latest campaign ad.
The sun is shining in Kansas, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
Here's how he put it in the first gubernatorial debate this past weekend at the Kansas State Fair.
Our unemployment rate's 4.9%. We have a record number of Kansans working. We have the fastest growing economy in the region and more new businesses created than ever in the history of the state.
Democrat Paul Davis countered with a darker view of things under Brownback, saying the deficit will hit $1.3 billion in 5 years.
Our credit rating has been downgraded 3 times. We're 45th in the nation in new business creation. In 2013, more businesses closed up shop than opened shop. It's because we have an economic experiment that isn't working. Let's return to a proven Kansas model of growing our economy. And that's how we're going to help Kansans.
Working in Brownback's favor is the fact that Republicans in Kansas outnumber Democrats by nearly 2-1. But there are lots of independents, and while they tend to vote overwhelmingly Republican, it's not at all certain they will this time. Leaving Brownback, who got just about everything he wanted in his first term, less than 8 weeks to convince a wary public that it's what they wanted, too. Don Gagne, NPR News.